This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdu lillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. La ilaha illa Allah wahda, sadaqa wa'da, wa nasara abda, wa azza judahu, wa hazama al-ahzab wahda. La ilaha illa Allah, ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر،
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Eid Mubarak to the whole community, mashallah. I see a lot of glowing faces, mashallah, mashallah. Taqabbal minna wa minkum, inshallah. So if you please, inshallah, if you stand up and just move forward a little bit, inshallah, all of you. We have a lot of people. Subhanallah, this year, it's been amazing. We haven't never seen this crowd at 7:15. Mashallah, mashallah. Okay, inshallah. Sit down, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Please sit down. So inshallah, we'll start right in 7:20. 7:20, what time is it? 7:15.
Yeah,
7:20, inshallah. We'll start 7:20 because we still have a lot of cars coming in from outside. Subhanallah. It's all packed out. So inshallah, another maybe few minutes, inshallah. So just quickly, the carnival. We are still we are giving ourselves another few hours, and if the rain forecast does not go away, then inshallah the carnival will be postponed, and we'll let you know the new date. As you know, it was on Sunday. If you don't know, the carnival was supposed to be on Sunday, but if inshallah we are still waiting, and inshallah you know if we gotta move, we gotta move, inshallah. So we'll have to just postpone it. If you have already purchased the bands and the tickets, please keep them, inshallah, because we will have the carnival, just being maybe postponed for a couple of weeks or a month, depending on the availability of South Fork Ranch, inshallah. So that's one. Inshallah, yes, today we do have three Jummah prayers, 1:30, 1:45, 3:15, and 4:30. And lastly, mashallah, I see a big crowd. And I'm going to request each and every one of you who are voting members, we have to participate in the city election. As you know, we have PSD and the city elections, city of Plano elections coming up on May 6th, and there's early voting starting, I believe, on this Monday. It's our responsibility to go and vote. It's that important for us, especially for the Plano ISD, brothers and sisters. So please, if you are a voting member, please vote, inshallah, and we'll start in a couple of minutes. Jazakallah khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. So inshallah ta'ala, we will be performing Salat al-Eid, and then after that there will be a very short khutbah. Salat al-Eid is two rak'ahs. After the first takbira, after takbirat al-ihram, we will do seven takbiras. We will do seven takbiras. And then we will recite the Fatiha and a short surah. And then after that, we will perform the rak'ah in full. And as we're getting up to the second rak'ah, after that takbirat al-intiqal, we will make five more takbiras, inshallah ta'ala. And we will have a short khutbah, and then you could enjoy your Eid, bi'idhnillah ta'ala. Stand up, inshallah, and make a very straight line. Heels on the line, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. No. I think everybody knows what they're doing here, right? Switch with him, it's too short for him. Come. Yeah, the same thing again. Move forward. Heels on the line, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. الله أكبر 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديدا وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد ألقيا في جهنم كل كفار عنيد مناع للخير معتد مريب الذي جعل مع الله إلها آخر فألقياه في العذاب الشديد قال قرينه ربنا ما أطغيته ولكن كان في ضلال بعيد قال لا تختصموا لدي وقد قدمت إليكم بالوعيد ما يبدل القول لدي وما أنا بظلام للعبيد يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب ادخلوها بسلام ذلك يوم الخلود لهم ما يشاءون فيها ولدينا مزيد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر 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 الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. رمضان ودعنا أم ودعنا رمضان. The Arabic language is so eloquent that if I move a word from one place to another, put it behind the other word, the whole meaning completely change. So رمضان ودعنا. Ramadan have said farewell to us, have said goodbye to us. And that is a natural phenomena. Because from the hikmah of Allah, from the mercy and the wisdom of Allah, everything has a beginning and an end. The sun rises in the morning and sets at night. We are created and our life will end. And similarly, Ramadan came to an end. But the second one, وَدَّعْنَا رَمَضَان, it means we have said farewell to Ramadan. And the people who said farewell to Ramadan are of two groups. Some said goodbye while they are crying, because they missed that spiritual peak. The first group said goodbye to Ramadan while they're crying, because they miss Ramadan already. They said goodbye and they are so worried if their a'mal were accepted or not. That first group, they said goodbye and they can't wait for next Ramadan, begging Allah Azza wa Jal to keep them alive to witness another Ramadan. This group, they said goodbye, and if they are wondering if their fasting qualify them to enter from the door of the Rayyan. This group said goodbye and they made a promise that they will maintain their ibadat after Ramadan. For this group, may Allah make us from this group, if Ramadan can talk, he will tell this group, Hani'an lil muhsinin, congratulations, because you were, كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. If Ramadan can talk, he will tell these people, congratulations, you hardly slept and you were constantly making istighfar at the time of suhoor. And then there is the other group. They said goodbye to Ramadan, but they also said goodbye to fasting. They said goodbye to Salat. They said goodbye to the Quran. They said goodbye to the Masajid. They were fasting and they could not wait for Ramadan to end. This group, if Ramadan can talk, he will tell them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. If Ramadan can talk, he will tell this group, Allah did not say, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَنْتَهِي رَمَضَان. Allah did not say, worship Allah until Ramadan is over. Allah said in the last ayah of Surah Al-Hijr, and worship Allah until you die. The ilah of Ramadan is the same ilah of Shawwal. Which group are you from? My dear beloved brothers and sisters, our holidays by themselves are an act of worship. These are the days we're supposed to give sadaqah. These are the days we're supposed to visit our relatives and our loved ones. These are the days where we congratulate each other. My beloved brothers and sisters, do not celebrate the Eid by disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not ruin The mountains of hasanat you have acquired. The shaitan is out. And he's been plotting for 30 days. So he has full power. Do not let him ruin all the beautiful fasting and the qiyam and the tahajjud and the Quran and the sadaqat. My brothers and sisters, every day that passes by without disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal is Eid, is an occasion to rejoice. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. My beloved brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal at the end of the ayat of Siyam, it's not a coincidence, there's nothing in the Quran is a coincidence. At the end of the ayat of Siyam, he said, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ. You are your spouse's garment and your spouse is your garment. My brothers and sisters, the garment usually protect you from any harm, protect you from cold, protect you from heat. And also the garment makes you look beautiful and hides your faults. And this is the way we are supposed to be with our spouses. The wife is supposed to hide the faults of her husband and make him look beautiful. And the husband is supposed to hide and overlook some of the faults of his wife. Just like my brother, that you are not perfect, she's not perfect either. My brothers and sisters, in this blessed day, let every spouse tell one another, let's forget the past and start all over. Why am I saying this at the Eid? Because of the complaints I get on a daily basis, because of what I hear that's happening in our homes. It is very, very sad. Couples living with each other do not talk to each other for a week, 2 weeks. Rasulullah said, if you don't talk to your regular brother for 3 days, this is it, this is the limit. How can I not talk to my spouse, the mother of my children, the father of my children, for a week or two, and constantly fighting and arguing? Let's make a vow today in the masjid. That's it, I'm done. I'm done with fighting. Sit down with each other and get the shayateen out of your home. Bring back the peace that Allah put in that household. Allah said, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. When we get married, we always hear this ayah that Allah has put in that household love and mercy. What happened? What did we do to get rid of that love and mercy? We must have done something because Allah installed it in there. It's in the Quran. He told us. So make a vow today. We're going to overlook each other's mistakes. Let's start all over. Let's respect one another. Let's not fight in front of the children. Let's not yell and scream and disrespect one another. What a better day to start this than the day of Eid. My brothers and sisters, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان وأتبعه بست من شوال كمن صام الدهر. Whomsoever fasts the month of Ramadan and follow it with 6 days of Shawwal, as if he has fasted the whole year. And if you do that every single year, it means that you lived your life fasting. You can start the fasting from tomorrow, and they do not have to be consecutive, as long as you pick 6 days and stay away from Friday and Saturday. And fulfill this beautiful offer. What a great offer. Our bodies are still used to fasting, so it will not be as hard as the beginning of Ramadan. My beloved brothers and sisters, make this day a day full of joy. Make this day as an event to the children. Please make them feel that today is different than yesterday and different than tomorrow. Make an event out of it. Let them look forward for the Eid. Don't make it just another regular day. Take them out. Buy them gifts. Let them feel, subhanAllah, they are surrounded by all kinds of holidays that we tell them not to celebrate. And when the Eid comes and we only have two of them, we don't have 30 holidays a year like the others, we only have two. Make those two Eids extremely special that they look forward. From now, they are looking forward for Eid al-Adha. And Eid al-Adha, they're looking forward for Eid al-Fitr. We have to make it a special day. Take off from work. Wallahi, they deserve it. Your family deserve it. Not everything is dunya, dunya, dunya. They are your responsibility, and you will be questioned about taking care of them and teaching them their deen. In this blessed day, while we are celebrating and having fun, we have brothers and sisters all over the world that are suffering. Please, I beg you, do not forget them in your dua, at least. And if you can, send something to them in this Eid so they can have a joyous Eid. If you did not do it already, wallahi, it will make a huge difference. With the difference of currency, it will make a huge difference for them. Let them also feel the joy of the Eid. My brothers and sisters, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to change their hardship into ease. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure their sick. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to have mercy on them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give victory to our brothers and sisters in Aqsa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them steadfast. They are representing every single Muslim. May Allah protect them. May Allah grant us all a salat in the Aqsa before we pass. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give victory and give peace and safety to our brothers in Sudan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give victory and peace. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve the stress of our brothers in Iraq and in Yemen, in Syria and in Lebanon and in Kashmir and in Asin and all over the world. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbuhu wa tardah. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil-muttaqina imama. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. تقبل الله منا ومنكم وعيدكم مبارك.